be the only planet anywhere that's full of life. To find out, we must leave our own world behind. Let's travel further. Beyond our sun and out into space. There's Mars, cold and inhospitable. Next is Jupiter, a vast and lifeless ball of gas. Then another gas giant, Saturn. Then Uranus, Neptune, and Orion. All the other planets of our solar system are barren worlds devoid of life. But beyond our solar system are the stars. And remember, each of these is another sun. 400,000 million of them in a vast swirling cloud. The Milky Way. Our galaxy. And when you leave our galaxy behind, you begin to realize just how vast the universe is. Because each of these is a galaxy just like ours. And these are clouds of galaxies. In all this, is it really possible that the only planet with intelligent life is this one? It's all a question of numbers. If there are enough stars out there, the chances that alien life exists could be very good indeed.
It's hard to comprehend just how many stars there are.
Each of those points of light is a whole galaxy.
Billions of stars in every pinprick of light. Look at a handful of sand. How many grains do you think? Thousands?
Hundreds of thousands? How many grains on a whole beach?
The numbers are just too big to think about.
Now think about this. For every grain of sand on our entire planet, there are a million stars out there in space. A million stars just like our sun. For every grain of sand. Where there are stars, there may be planets. And where there are planets, there may be life.
We'll be right back. There's some good stuff, man.
condom on, pack it, get crazy, prophylactic, real out it, overcrowded on this small earth. Time to limit and control the birth rate before it's too late. We can't procrastinate, red alert, we're in emergency state. Lack of space for the human race on Earth's face. No room, no place. The J, the I, the M, the Y. Give me that Jimmy hat. The J, the I, the M, the Y. Give me that Jimmy hat. The J, the I, the M, the Y. Give me that Jimmy hat. The J, the I, the M, the Y.
You're listening to All Hit Radio, and it's 53 degrees at 13 minutes past the hour. And right now in our All Request line, I've got Mike Ledgerwood on the phone. Hey, babe, what would you like to hear? Hey, babe, I'm sorry. I can't hear you too well. You're going to have to speak a little closer into the phone. Okay, babe, what would you like to hear again?
We are observing your Earth.
Hey, Mike, I'm sorry, babe, but that's not on our playlist. And by the way, you sound great over the phone. Anyway, if you give us your request, we'll be glad to play it for you, babe. So let's hear it.
We are observing your Earth.
Listen, Mike, I'm sorry, babe, but we can't...
And we'd like to make...
I'm sorry, Mike, we... There's...
A contact with you. Baby.
In your mind, you have capacities, you know, to telepath messages through the vast unknown. Please close your eyes and concentrate with every thought you think upon the recitation we're about to say. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft. You've been observing our Earth, and we'd like to make a contact with you.
We are your friends.
Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary ultra emissaries.
Send a message we declare.